the Antoinette system and tune in to the Pearl White system at RadioArian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, the 4th of February, 2019, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioArian.com. Well, we're going to be talking about the disconnect between the reality of what we see and what the government appears to see, because it's quite insane that we see these studies that show that blacks are four times more likely to commit crime. We see studies that they don't succeed in universities. And instead of realizing that blacks are different to whites, that's why they have different life outcomes, we are continually being told that the reason why blacks don't have the same outcomes, life outcomes as white people, is because whites are racist to them. And we don't just see this sort of craziness happening in situations like that. A lot of the time we see studies which supposedly prove something. And a lot of the time, the conclusion that most sensible people would actually gain from that study is completely different to what we are being told. And I'm talking about this today because we're being told over here in Britain that the reason why non-whites don't do so well as white people at universities is because of racism. Nothing to do with the average IQ, of course. I mean, the average IQ of the non-whites accurately predicts the results they get at universities. But nobody is pointing that out. Nobody's pointing that out. They're saying that the reason why they don't do so well at universities is because whites are discriminating against them. So they're basically insulting all the teachers at these universities. Are the teachers and the lecturers at the university speaking up about this and saying we are being unjustly slandered here? No, they're not. They're going along with it. They're going along with it and basically saying, yes, it must be us. It must be us that are being racist. That's why blacks aren't doing so well. And this report that I've got here comes from Breitbart. I'm quite impressed with Breitbart. A lot of our reports here we actually get from Breitbart. And just to remind people, if you want to know where the news is coming from that we are reporting on here at Radio Arian, check the podcast articles, because there are links to every news article if you want to check what the wording is in the news article and see what my comments are. You can always read through them and you'll see that it's not fake news that we're covering here. It's mainstream news, and we are just drawing the conclusions that the mainstream media refuses to draw, basically. And we're pointing out the comparisons and the links to other articles which are basically saying the same thing, which again, the mainstream media refuses to join the dots between things such as Islamic terrorism, black on white crime, anti-racist directives. They refuse to draw the dots between them. They will always say that a black on white crime will be a random attack, but it's not random. It fits a pattern. It fits a pattern of black on white crime, which is a regular occurrence. Racist crime of whites against blacks, that's not a regular occurrence. That's not a regular occurrence at all. And the majority of the hate crimes that we hear about that are basically property damage, most of the time they're actually done by the ethnic minorities themselves. And when they get caught, they say, well, I was doing a good thing because I was highlighting the fact that this goes on. And a lot of the time they just get let off. So the world that we actually see around us is constantly telling us that diversity is not a strength. We should be separating ourselves from these non-white races. And the more it becomes imperative that we do separate ourselves, the more the mainstream media and the more the government demand that we get closer to them and demands that white people make changes to our ways of doing things to accommodate them. As I say, this report comes from Breitbart, but it's also all over the mainstream media today. The government has ordered British universities to achieve equality of outcome between ethnic groups, warning of sanctions for institutions which fail to make good progress towards this goal. So the government is demanding that British universities achieve the impossible and achieve equality of outcome between people with an average IQ of 70 to people with an average IQ of 100. And don't forget that the people at the universities will be 20 points above that. They will be, should be in the top tier. So the top tier of the Negroes will be 90 and the top tier of the British will be 120, a 30 point difference. How can you achieve an equality of outcome here? You can't without cheating, basically. So is that what they're expecting British universities to do now, to cheat and allow blacks to get their diplomas and get their degrees without actually doing the work, without actually getting the exam results that they're supposed to get? This is the reason why there isn't an equality of outcome, is because there isn't an equality of aptitude there among the students. That's the reason why. Normally, if a student wasn't doing very well, you would say to the student, you need to buck your ideas up, you need to work harder. But we don't say that to blacks and minority ethnics. We don't tell them that they need to work harder. We say that whites are discriminating against them. How can whites be discriminating against them at university when the universities are filled with Marxists, liberals, leftists, progressives, and these are the very people that are calling for this? How, are they saying that they are being racist against them? Are they admitting that they are cheating and they're giving white people high exam results that they don't actually deserve? Of course they're not, but they don't appear to have the common sense to realize that that's actually what they're saying. They don't appear to be able to work that one out. They don't see the discrepancy between what they're actually saying and what the reality is. Ministers announced that universities would be held to account on disparities in academic attainment between different ethnic groups after data showed gaps in the proportion of students awarded the top grades for their degrees. The latest figures show that 79% of white students received a first class or upper second class degree in 2015-2016, compared to 72% of Chinese students, 71% of Indian students, 62% of Pakistani students, and 51% of black other students. Now, that is pretty much exactly what you would expect to see when you look at the average IQ. Whites are at the top, and actually it's Chinese and Japanese that are slightly above. Certain breeds of Chinese and Japanese actually have a higher average IQ. So you would expect them to be a little bit higher than 72%, but you certainly would expect the Pakistanis to be at about 62% and the blacks to be at about 51%. In actual fact, you would imagine the blacks to be a little bit less than that. They're doing quite well to have 51% of them getting first class degrees when you think that whites are getting 79%. How can you change this without cheating the system? You can't. New powers given to universities watchdog, the Office for Students, will see institutions forced to publish data on admissions and attainment broken down by ethnicity, gender, and socioeconomic background in order to shine a spotlight on those making good progress and those lagging behind on equality of outcome between different demographics. Anybody with common sense would look at that data and they would say, this just proves the differences between the races. This just proves that we're not all the same. We're not all one human race. And this proves that if something has a different form, it has a different function. If it looks different, then it's going to be different. That's what this data proves. It doesn't prove that there is institutional racism. That's just absolute madness. The government did not mention possible causes behind the disparities. Well, they obviously think that it's something that the universities can change rather than the students. They are implying the causes behind the disparities by saying that it's the universities that need to make changes rather than the students. But the Equality Challenge Unit, the ECU, which published the figures, placed responsibility on universities rather than students to correct the supposed problem, stressing that action needs to focus on institutional barriers and inequalities rather than improving or fixing the student. If this was a white student that had low grades, he would be told to work harder, or that he just didn't have the IQ to make the top grades. They wouldn't be saying it's the university's fault. Traditionally, the language of the attainment gap has focused on students' underachievement or lack of attainment, whereas it should be focusing on the institutional culture, the curriculum, and the pedagogy, it added. So what does that mean? Well, let's have a look. What have the universities been saying about the institutional culture at university? This comes from a report back in 2017. One of Britain's oldest and most prestigious universities has bowed to pressure from the Why Is My Curriculum White campaign, which protests the alleged Eurocentrism of history teaching. The education we receive at many universities is one that has been largely shaped by colonialism, asserts the National Union of Students-backed campaign. It is one that places white Eurocentric writers and thinkers above others without much concern. Well, what black writers and thinkers have there ever been, apart from in the last century, when we taught them how to read and write? They just aren't any. The University of Oxford, which recently advised its constituent colleges to drop the use of gender-specific titles like Mr. and Mrs., after the Students' Union told undergraduates to use the pronoun Z in place of he and she, will now impose a compulsory exam centred on black, Middle Eastern, Indian and other Asian history, the Times reports. So students are being forced to study this stuff. They're being forced to take an exam on a made-up history of black and Middle Eastern Indian thinkers when, I mean, even you could say, well, India, that does have a history of thinkers, but they were white. They were Aryans. They were the Brahmins over there. It was white people that wrote the Vedas and the Upanishads and all the religious and philosophical stuff that they've got there. But there is no African. There is no black philosophers. There's no black religion. It was just magic. And the very fact that the University of Oxford is doing this and changing gender-specific titles like Mr. and Mrs., it just shows you how progressive and liberal they are. They're not the sort of people that are going to be deliberately marking non-whites down. They're the sort of people that are going to be deliberately marking them up and marking whites down. And yet still, blacks, only half of all blacks actually get top marks. Martin Conway, who chairs Oxford's History Faculty Board, claimed changes intended to bring in diversity in terms of the teaching of history were prompted by a consultation with students, quite a few of whom were active in the Rhodes Must Fall movement. And who was Rhodes? Rhodes was a very, very rich white man that helped to develop Africa. And he set up a Rhodes Foundation for bright pupils that didn't have a lot of money, most of which actually turn out to be Negroes from Africa. And this Rhodes Must Fall movement is full of Negroes from Africa, many of which are only in university because of the Rhodes Scholarship. So the guy that actually paid for them to go to university they are claiming he needs to be taken out of university. This is the mentality of these people. They don't have any common sense. Oxford's theology department, in contrast, was recently restructured so students could graduate without studying Christianity at all after their first year. So they've thrown Christianity out and they brought in an exam on black history, whatever that concerns. In a report titled Degrees of Racism, the School of Oriental and African Studies Students Union demanded more research on whiteness. I thought they were fed up of learning about white people. Oh, of course, this is just insulting white people. Learn more insults against whites. And they want more black and minority ethnic faculty members due to the alleged inability of white professors to relate to black students. Well, how can you have more black and minority ethnic faculty members when only half of all blacks actually get top marks? If they want to have more black and minority ethnic faculty members, they're not going to be of a very good standard, are they? They're going to be a low standard. The standards are going to drop, as always when you have diversity quotas. The standards drop. Both of my tutors are white men, complained a black student quoted in the report. How can I have a rapport and feel comfortable talking to a 60-year-old white man? Well, you imagine if a white man was to say that. Both of my tutors were black females. How can I have a rapport and feel comfortable talking to a 60-year-old negress? He would be shouted down and expelled from the university and probably charged with a hate crime if the boot was on the other foot. Who do they think came up with education in the first place? Who do they think came up with writing and schooling and pays for all of their education? White people do. And yet they're demanding that white people be taken out of our education establishments so that they can just be taught by blacks and low-skilled blacks as well. They would rather have a low-skilled black that hasn't actually passed the exams than a very clever white man. And this is the same mentality that would rather have a black doctor in Africa that hasn't actually passed these exams than a highly intelligent white surgeon. This is the same mentality at work here. Again, which just shows you the difference between us and them. They don't have any common sense. Students at the leading London college also say the majority of philosophers studied there should be from Africa and Asia, and white thinkers should only be examined from a critical standpoint or in a colonial context. And here you have blatantly the culture of critique that Professor Kevin MacDonald writes about where it's all just about criticizing Western civilization. So this just proves the theory in Kevin MacDonald's book here, that's what the modern-day universities are about, is just criticizing Western civilization. And where are they going to find any philosophers from Africa? There aren't any Negro philosophers. How could there be Negro philosophers when they never even had a language that they could write down to pass on their philosophy to the next generation and build upon it? You need to have writing before you can have philosophy. So that's a little look at the institutions and the culture that the universities are thinking. If they change that, then they may get higher exam results from the students. Let's get back to the original article here. The ECU's call for universities to look at changing what is taught in order to boost minority ethnic groups' grades echoes far-left demands for British institutions to decolonise courses by replacing writers, thinkers and scientists of European heritage and Eurocentric subjects with alternatives from the global south, a process which advocates say would help to address institutional racism. Well, what are they going to study? Spear throwing? Cooking humans? Lighting fires, burning the ghetto down, burning the village down, learning how to build a mud hut. what is there that blacks have ever done that could be studied in a university? You just have to read the reports of them from 100 years back to realize that the really, you could learn everything there is to know about blacks just by reading Negroes in Negroland. And what philosophy is there? They just followed magic. They just followed heathenist superstition. Are they going to study rap music? Something like that? What are they going to do? They can find something that blacks are interested in, get them to study that, and then they'll get high qualifications, is what they're suggesting here. But if they have an average low IQ, they're not even going to be able to remember that. Even if it is something that they are really interested in, they're not going to be able to excel at it. And just look at the top Negroes that we have in Britain. Look at Diane Abbott, who has been elevated to Home Secretary, and look at the fool she makes of herself whenever she's on the television, whenever she's up against white people with a high IQ, and she claims it's racism and it's misogyny and it's anti-feminism. It's not. It's because she is not up to the standards of white people. And it doesn't matter what you do, she never will be up to the standards of white people. You cannot pour a pint of water into a half pint glass without all the water pouring over the sides. It just cannot contain it. She cannot actually contain the intelligence that is required, because she wasn't born with it. If it's not meant for her. Our way of doing things, the Western way of doing things, it was not meant for Negroes, quite clearly. They were intended to just graze across the land in Africa, feeding on whatever they could come across. They weren't intended to study mathematics, for instance. That's a particular one that they are no good at. And because they're no good at it, they say that mathematics is racist. There was reports last year saying that maths is racist because blacks aren't any good at it. And they're not any good at it because it requires abstract thinking. And there are no words for any abstract concepts in the natural African languages because their brains don't think of abstract concepts. They're not capable of it. What they are capable of is mimicry. They are very, very good at mimicking white people, which is where we get the phrase ape from, to ape somebody, to copy them. It goes back to the Negro's ability to copy the white man, which is why he made a very good slave, because he could be instructed in how to do something and he would get on and do it. And that was the natural relationship between the black and the white races. And you can see that today. You can see the effects of doing away with slavery today with all the starving Negroes in Africa. They're just starving. And the more you feed them, they don't improve the country. The more Negroes you have in a country, the more the country goes downhill, because they don't have the innovation that white people have. They require white people to provide things for them. And all we're doing now is providing things for them and expecting them to do things that they're not capable of doing. And we're going to punish the universities now because blacks aren't actually capable of doing the work in them. Measures announced by ministers this week came as part of the government's race disparity audit, an initiative commissioned by Prime Minister Theresa May to measure differences between ethnic groups in a range of areas, from stop and search and arrest rates to home ownership levels, with a promise to bring in measures which would stamp out any differences. And see, this follows on from the David Lammy report, which basically blamed the police and blamed the judges for blacks being four times more likely to commit violent crimes than white people, and suggested that the way to solve this crime problem amongst Negroes was to install black judges and black police. And what they're implying by that is that white judges and white police are unfairly arresting innocent Negroes. And if you listen to Arian Britannia today, there's a piece on that about the response to the high Negro criminality rate, which is to just not send them to prison in a desperate bid to get the numbers down. And we're going to see the same here with the universities. We're going to see there being a different qualification mark for Negroes to pass their exams so that they can say, the same number of Negroes pass with top marks as whites do, because that's the only way you can do it, is if you say, well, they only need to get 60% in their exams to get a top mark, and whites have to get over 90%. That's the only way that you can actually do this. And the results of all of these studies show that there is a huge difference between whites and blacks, and yet the blinkered authorities just cannot see it. The average man can see it. The average man with common sense can see what these studies show, but apparently the government can't. In a press release from the Cabinet Office, Universities Minister Chris Skidmore said universities need to reflect modern Britain and ensure that everyone who has the potential, no matter their background or where they are from, can thrive at university. Yes, but Mr. Skidmore, what these results are showing is that these people don't have the potential. They don't have the potential in the first place. You're putting them through university and demanding that universities give them top marks when they're not capable of getting top marks. They have an average IQ of 70. They don't have the potential to be there at university. That's why there aren't so many of them there. That's why they fail the entrance exams, because they don't have the potential. And then once they are in there, because they've made exceptions for them, because they want to get more blacks in there, they struggle and they don't get the top marks. Anyone with any common sense at all can see that this is not racism. This is caused by a difference in intelligence. Continuing, I fully expect access and participation plans, which universities will be drawing up this year for implementation in 2020-21, to contain ambitious and significant actions to make sure we are seeing material progress in this space in the next few years. It is one of my key priorities as the universities minister to ensure that I work with universities to highlight examples of best practice in widening not only access, but also we redouble our efforts to tackle student dropout rates. And why is it that black students drop out? They drop out because they realise that it's far too complicated for them. It's far too difficult for them to pass the exams. And we shouldn't be saying to them that they're capable of passing these exams. We should be saying that they are a different race. They're a different breed of human to whites. And every study that's ever been done shows that. And yet the crazy establishment liberals, apparently they can't even see what's in front of their very eyes. I mean, it is so obvious that if something looks different, it's going to be different. Professor Edward Byrne, president of King's College London, where Mr. Skidmore launched the initiative this week, appeared to contradict the minister's claim that equality measures are a bid to ensure universities reflect the demographic makeup of the United Kingdom, stating he was proud that 49% of undergraduates at the institution in the previous academic year were from black, Asian, and other ethnic minority backgrounds, which is actually far above their share of the general population. It's about three times their share of the general population. The more white people they replace, the more proud that they are. And it's only white people that are actually capable of getting the top marks. As I've said before, what is this obsession, absolute obsession with saying that there must be the demographic makeup must be the same in everything that there actually is in the United Kingdom? If you had a load of children, does that mean that the teacher of a class full of children should be a child because it's children that are being taught? I mean, this is the sort of logic that we've got here from these Negroes that are saying, well, we must be taught by a Negro because we're Negroes. Should children be taught by other children because they're children? Should mentally retarded people only be taught by mentally retarded people? It's nonsense. You want the very best people, and universities have always been there to encourage the very best out of the very best people. And what we're saying now is, oh no, we can forget all of that. Universities are just there to get everybody all equal. We don't want equality. We want excellence. We want people striving for excellence, not dropping standards so that blacks can have the same life outcomes. It's like they're saying God made a mistake when he created them and we can improve them somehow. Doesn't improve them. It just puts them in embarrassing positions, like Diane Abbott, who then becomes the laughing stock of the country. And I do recommend people check out the video that Morgoth from Morgoth Review did on Diane Abbott. He really hits the nail on the head with that one. Breitbart London previously reported how non-white students are now a majority at 23 higher education institutions, and data shows white school pupils were significantly less likely to go on to higher education than those from other ethnic backgrounds. So why aren't they concentrating on the white kids who are less likely to go to these universities? Why is it more important that we get more blacks in there when there are already three times as many non-whites at universities as there actually are in the population? Why are we having this big drive to improve their life outcomes instead of a big drive to improve white people's life outcomes? Again, this is just proof that we are living under a foreign occupation, either that or we have traitors in power. With the lowest entry rate of all ethnic groups, just 29% of white pupils commenced higher education in 2017, with figures revealing young white people from the most wealthy socioeconomic group were less likely to attend university than Chinese pupils from the poorest backgrounds. And remember, white people are the ones most likely to get top marks and the highest qualifications, and white people are the lowest entry rate of all ethnic groups. And the university is supposed to be there to turn out the very best people, and that's not what the universities are now doing. They're turning away the very best people and trying to elevate the very worst people and make out that they are just as good as the best. Entry rates rose from the previous year across the board. However, this was lowest for white students at just 1.5%. While for Chinese, the figures rose 3.6% to 63% of all Chinese going to university. For Asians, it rose 3.8% to 45.8%. So that's your Pakistanis, 45% of them are going to university. And the black entry rate increased 3.2% to reach 40%. So 40% of blacks are going to university, and only half of them are actually getting the top marks. So it's just a waste of time for the rest of them, and an insult to their intelligence. And instead of saying that this is because you're just born like this, they're saying it's white people. It's white people's discrimination why you are not getting top marks. And then we wonder why we have civil strife in our societies when we are constantly telling non-whites that their lack of achievements is down to the nasty, oppressive white man, when they wouldn't even be wearing clothes if it wasn't for us teaching them how, let alone reading and writing and being able to complain about the nasty, racist white man. They would have nothing without us. And they will never ever show us gratitude for it, because they see us being ungrateful for what we've got. They see us saying that we are the same as them, and it's quite obvious to them that no, we are not the same as them. They would give anything to be white and have a white IQ. And yet they don't see white people being proud of that. They don't see white people being grateful for everything that we've got. And they must see that as very insulting. It's insulting to our creator, I'm sure, that he gave white people all these gifts, and then whites say, oh no, we're just the same as these black guys over there that live in mud huts. There's nothing special about us. We should be teaching our people that yes, we are the best. And because we are the best, we have to be the best. We have to have the highest morals. We have to be the most decent people. We have to be the most just. We have to strive for excellence because we are capable of it. And we don't tell our people that. We tell our people that we should be feeling guilty. We should think we're just the same as the Negroes that live in their mud huts, and that the reason they live in their mud huts is because of our nasty white ancestors and colonialism. And the truth is completely the opposite. It was the white man that did away with slavery, and it was the white man that paid for and educated these non-white races so that they could then come into our countries and replace us. Absolute madness. Anyway, thank you very much for listening today. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.